This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Writer Novella Carpenter knows more than a little bit about urban gardening. She lives in West Oakland in a place called Ghost Town Farm. There, she's raising her daughter alongside chickens and pigs and goats. But her back-to-the-land lifestyle has a history. Her father lived and still lives off the grid, farming and foraging. In her newest book, Gone Feral, Tracking My Dad Through the Wild, Carpenter searches for her father and untangles the idea of what it means to be a family. I spoke with Carpenter about her urban farm, her father, and her journey to find out where she came from. One of my favorite lines in the book was, I can't see as well as I used to. One of my grade school teachers wrote the following evaluation about me. Novella, as you know, is not a normal child and never will be.
When I found that, I couldn't believe that. I was like, oh, it was so apparent all along. And I've heard that so many times, as people can tell babies, and, you know, just looking at my own daughter, you know their personality from the very beginning and it never changes, you know. And so that you see the challenges, you see the good things, and that's just how it is. I also have one of my daycare people looked up her notes, like, just to remember. She just remembered having me in her class, and she read my book, and they said she's very inquisitive and intelligent, possibly manipulative. And I was like, oh, that's just the makings for a writer, right there.
Say, these are perfect qualities for a writer. Exactly.
I know, it's terrible.
Well, let's talk about Gone Feral, because it's really about missing your father. He literally goes missing at the beginning of the book, and then it's really this quest for you to connect mm-hmm. with him. You talked about the whole back to nature and your parents being part of that idealistic movement and your mom kind of deciding it wasn't for her, but your dad really is that mountain man.
Yeah. The image of who my father was, the sort of myth that I created, usually was created based on my circumstances, you know? So like when I was a high schooler, I was just like, dad's a deadbeat, you know, and I was just, cause I was, you know, a bitchy teenager. Right. But then when I was in college, it was sort of like, I romanticized him as being like, oh, he's a free-spirited artist, and, you know, because that's what I wanted to be too. And then after college, I actually started becoming interested more in this idea of self-sufficiency and living off the land and being an urban farmer, you know, raising goats and pigs and all that stuff. Then I could sort of reference my father as sort of the opposite of what I was doing, you know, like I was domesticated. I just surrounded myself by domesticated animals. And meanwhile, he was this feral creature that lived out in the woods and, you know, caught his own, I don't know, meat and collected his own food and all that stuff. So when I actually met up with him, I had hoped that we were going to have this amazing experience of going bow hunting together in the woods of Idaho. You know, it seemed like such a great idea, and it would be a way for us to bond, because he tended to get a little bit cagey if I tried to sort of like be like, hey, dad, let's go to therapy together. You know, so I thought, oh, we'll just do the outdoors therapy together. But then, you know, when I got to his cabin, which I had totally romanticized into being this rustic place with, you know, maybe a bear next to the fireplace and, you know, skins of deer, you know, lining the couches and stuff. When I got to his cabin, it was not that at all, you know. And I tell people, you know, I had this idea that he was like Grizzly Adams. And then I get to his house and he's more a little bit like Ted Kaczynski, you know. I mean, he never wanted to live in society. I mean, when you start to look at it, and he was probably like that even when he was a small child. But he never had this drive to kind of mix with people and have close friends and that kind of stuff. And his closest friend, you know, or the chipmunks or the nature that is outside his door.
Guitar.
Or his guitar. And so he was always a little bit socially awkward. And so that having being exposed to living off the land, he just thrived like many men do with this kind of outdoor experience, you know, and this kind of like Hemingway ideal.
But he wasn't there for you.
But he wasn't there for me. And I think this is what I was trying to figure out in this book too, is like, why would my dad choose not to be around us when we were growing up? And I think that in the end, I figured out probably that had something to do with his military service and just sort of some childhood abuse things that had happened to him as a child, that he recognized that he would not be a very good father. And so maybe that's why he stayed so far away. But I do, what I realize in the book too, though, is that you can stay far away from your children, but still love them with this intensity that, you know, is so amazing. And in the end, you know what it is about is it's about forgiveness. And if I was, because it used to be when I would have to talk to my dad or call my dad or write a letter to my dad or, you know, it was Christmas or whatever, or his birthday, I would feel very angry and bitter about it, you know, and it was this like dark little hole in my heart. And I would just like be really pissed about my father. And then since I've sort of, what I always tell my sister, we call it lancing the boil, which is disgusting, but, you know, we're just like lance the boil, you know? And so looking for him and having him know that I'm looking for him, and that I wanted answers actually made it this really empowering thing for me. And so now I don't feel that bitterness. I feel only love for him and acceptance, you know? And so I've let it go. It's the most freeing feeling to just finally not be bitter and angry at someone, you know, that is part, you know, a huge part, half of who I am. It feels so good. And I also recognize things about him that are the same as me. And I just sort of laugh about it now.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. Yeah. What did this search for your dad and for connecting with your dad, what did it reveal to you about who you are?
Well, it just revealed, you know, I mean, I've always kind of wondered, my sister and I are both super scrappy. Like we love dumpster diving and we just love to like get in those nasty corners and just see what's going on. And that's kind of what my dad is like too. He's just an uber scrapper. Like what I found out was not that he's this like amazing Grizzly Adams hunter, but in fact that how he makes a living is actually going trolling through places that have had clear cuts done to them in the forest. And then he goes in there and collects wood from this debris. So it's like the dumpster diving of the forest basically. And then I realized like, oh, this is why I love this idea of like free things, or, you know, we squatted on our land for years, you know, and it's this idea of like the idea of private property is a little bit off-putting to us. Right. And it's the same with my dad. So there are all these little things, little ticks just that I've always noticed about myself. But to suddenly have them kind of connected to my father, it makes them kind of more endearing in a way. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just like dad. You know, I've got no butt and I, you know, yank my pants up and I swear a lot, you know, and it's sort of nice to see that glimmer of recognition, you know.
That's Novella Carpenter. Her new novel is Gone Feral, Tracking My Dad Through the Wild. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. Part of this book is also your quest to become a mom. So congratulations.
Thanks.
You were successful. You have a daughter now, a two-year-old, and you were able to take her to meet your dad.
Yeah. So she met Grandpa. She actually met him recently, too, when I went on book tour. We ended up going to Orfino where he lives. And so he got to meet her again. And there's something about seeing them together. There's something about the generations, you know, kind of coming together. And she has his eyes, you know, and it's this kind of this amazing thing to recognize that in her, that she has his attributes in her, too, and that we're part of this line and this lineage, and it's had some damage done, but it's not a dead tree. You know, the tree will live. We just had to kind of saw off some of the old dead bark and remove some of the limbs, you know, to kind of like come to an acceptance of like, this is what we are, you know, this is part of who we are. So it's really moving to do that. And it's also nice because, you know, if my daughter asked me, hey, what's Grandpa like? You know, I can, instead of making up this elaborate story about him being this mountain man and all, you know, I can be like, you know, he is what he was, and he was unwilling to compromise, and he lived a very idealistic life, a very Spartan life. And that's who he was.
Novella Carpenter will be reading from her book Gone Feral, Tracking My Dad Through the Wild at Pollinate Urban Farm Store in East Oakland on September 10th and at the Booksmith in San Francisco on September 17th. All of that information is at KALW.org. Just click on Cross Currents.